A broadcast service of City College and the San Diego Community College District. This is Jazz FM 88.3 KSDS San Diego. I'm Dave Drexler with Inside Art. Support for Inside Art comes from the members of San Diego's Jazz 88.3.
You go to my head and you linger like a haunting refrain.
This week on Inside Art, we'll meet La Jolla Playhouse's incoming artistic director, Jessica Stone, and preview the West Coast premiere of the 2025 Tony and Pulitzer Prize-winning play, Purpose. But first, we welcome a rising jazz songstress who's quickly earning new fans around the world. Hartford, Connecticut native Chanel Johns developed her skills and honed her passion for music at the University of Hartford's famed Hart School of Music under Jackie McLean protégés Renee McLean, Jimmy Green, and Steve Davis. She recently performed with the Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra in their world premiere piece, Afro, which she toured with the orchestra on the African continent. Chanel is set to release her debut EP this summer, produced by San Diego's own Grammy-winning Kamau Kenyatta, and she'll be making her debut here as a leader Saturday, May 16th in two shows at the Conrad in La Jolla. Chanel Johns, it's a pleasure to welcome you to Inside Art.
Wow, what an introduction. Thank you so much for having me.
My pleasure. It'll be great to see you again. I know you were here last fall with a large group, not your own, but this is your debut with your own band. It must be exciting.
Oh, are you kidding me? Yes, I am so excited to be there with you all.
And this is a big band. this is not just a little combo here. Tell us a little bit about who's in it and the music you're going to play.
Sure, yes. So the music is going to be from my upcoming EP. And everyone in the band they're just phenomenal players and friends. And we have Theron Brown on piano, Corcoran Holt on bass, John Davis on drums, Chris Johnson on trumpet, Khalil Childs on sax, and Christian Foreman on trombone. And then we have a little surprise sprinkled in there, but you have to be there to see it.
So. I won't give it away.
Yeah.
Well, this will be, you'll be playing, I guess, a mix of old and new, and the new being your own material that you created for this forthcoming EP release. Tell us about your journey in making that music.
Oh, wow. Yeah, it's been a long time coming. The creative process for the EP started, you know, through journal entries, you know, just writing, getting downloads from dreams. A lot of it centered around my own healing through the years as an artist. And so a lot of the songs are intimate, but they're also imaginative and they also have a directive, you know, for us to explore ourselves and to kind of release the pressure and find out who we are without, you know, limitations. So yeah, it's my baby. It's a very vulnerable and intimate space, but it's all really exciting.
Here's a little sample of one of the pieces, All It Takes Is a Dream.
Heal the child you've left behind. Open your eyes to a world of your imagination. Choose to be all that you see. Make your life your own creation.
An excerpt from All It Takes Is a Dream by my guest in this segment of Inside Art, Chanel Johns, who will be performing at the Conrad in La Jolla on Saturday, May 16th. Tell us a little bit about this particular tune that you created.
Yeah, All It Takes Is a Dream. I mean, I was basically just a side woman for years in my career, and I wanted more, and I dreamt of having more, but I've struggled with, you know, well, it has to be this way and it has to be said like this and it has to look like this. And through writing this song, I realized that I can actually free myself from that and go back to when I felt my truest creativity. And that was when I was a child. And the first song, the first lyric of the line is, "Heal the child you left behind." You know, and so it calls on us to remember what it is to create our worlds and to not listen to the left or right of us or not look to the left or right of us and just, you know, tap into what brings us the most joy.
Well, this will be coming out sometime this summer. Is there a release date for that?
Yes, we're looking at the end of the summer. No release date yet, but follow me on all the platforms and we'll have updates all along the way.
I believe that's ChanelJohns.com, right?
Yes, that's right.
Okay, and this was produced by San Diego's Kamau Kenyatta, who is a Grammy winner with producing Gregory Porter for many years. How did you guys get together, and you know, what do you think he brought to your performances and to the making of this EP?
Oh my gosh, this opportunity to work with Kamau fell into my lap like from the heavens. I mean, I was. A few years ago, like two winters ago, I was doing a show in San Diego with Etienne Charles, this great trumpetist. And Kamau was in the audience. And so he, you know, hears the show. He comes up to me later and asks for my information. I'm like thinking nothing of it, you know. And a few days later, he's like, listen, I want to connect and work on some music with you. And he really came into my life when I was struggling to find the support and confidence to do my own thing. And he invited me into a safe space and into a community of people who have my back. And it's really and truly been a blessing to learn from him. And, you know, I don't think you and I would even be speaking right now if it weren't for him. So I'm really grateful.
You've had the opportunity to work with a lot of great jazz artists, you know, in your short time on the rise here, not the least of which Wynton Marsalis and the Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra. Now, this is quite an experience you had just most recently.
Yes, I did.
Well, so what's it like, first of all, just to sing with that band, probably the best big band there is for many years?
Oh, it's such a thrill. It really is a roller coaster ride of emotions. You walk in feeling the pressure of wanting to do your best. But then when you're in the process of learning the music and rehearsing with the band, you realize that it's just a big family and everyone wants you to win. And so, you know, that means like taking me aside and giving me advice on how to approach a song or just showing me mentorship and love, and from everyone, and you know, even Wynton himself. And it was just like, it took the pressure off, but it still made me want to do my best for them because of the way they show it up for me. So I'm really grateful to have that experience, really, because it taught me how to really be patient with myself, to listen to the conversation that's happening, because playing over a big band is a lot of work. It's a lot of moving parts. So I really had to focus, and it taught me a lot about work ethic. So I'm really grateful.
Well, then you went on the road with them to Africa for this piece called Afro.
Yes, I did. Life-changing.
Well, let's maybe you can share some of your experiences in that.
I didn't know what to expect, really. I went into the trip with an open mind. Well, no, that's not entirely true. At first, I tried to like debrief myself on what I should know. But then when I got there, I immediately felt like everyone was familiar and everything about the culture felt familiar. And I was easy to just to get along with everyone, honestly, and to feel support also from all the venues that were bringing us out there. And I think for me personally, growing up in a Jamaican household and experiencing being an American from a different lens, I've always wanted to tap into the roots of who I am. And I knew that going to Africa was a big part of that. So I finally got to experience that and really feel at home within myself being there.
Well, Chanel, how did you become associated with Jazz at Lincoln Center?
Oh, well, that's a long story, but to make it short, I grew up listening to, you know, reggae and gospel, and later on I studied jazz and musical theater and classical music, and jazz kind of became the home base for all of these interests that I had, but I was still very shy in pursuing it. So I like to say that music continued to pursue me. In college, I went to the Hart School of Music. And in college, I studied music management. And moving to New York, I worked in theaters in New York, like Jazz Lincoln Center, as an assistant. I wasn't even trying to be visible as a vocalist. And a friend of mine from my hometown, Josh Evans, he invited me to play with his band at Dizzy's. And my boss was there, the director of programming was there. And he heard me sing and he was like, wait a second, you do this is what you're supposed to do. Why are you here? And ever since then, he's been such a great supporter of mine and has gifted me the opportunities to go to Shanghai and go to Qatar and Mexico. And it's been going ever since.
You've also worked internationally, representing the Jazz at Lincoln Center in its clubs in Shanghai and Qatar and in Mexico. What a great experience.
Yeah, those were so fun. They really helped develop me early on.
And what were your responsibilities there besides performing?
Just to perform, really. I wasn't a band leader all of the time. Most of it, I was being a side woman. But it was also to introduce people to the world of jazz. In Mexico, I was definitely a band leader for that run. And I'm actually going out with them again to do a similar run. And so that's where I first got my taste of what it was to be a band leader. But in Qatar and in Shanghai, no, that's not completely true. In Shanghai, I also was a band leader. But really, it was more fun than anything because we got to kind of strip things back and really be that first introduction to what it is to be as playful on stage as you are in jazz and with improvising and speaking with the audience candidly. And even if they didn't understand, some of it, they were still along for the ride. So I learned how to be a performer and an entertainer in those spaces for sure.
Well, that playfulness will be evident when people come to see you with this great ensemble at the Conrad in La Jolla on May 16th. Two shows, two sets that night in the J at the Conrad. I've been speaking with Chanel Johns, and you can look for her new EP coming out later this summer. Chanel, what a great opportunity to speak with you. Thanks for joining us on Inside Art.
Thank you so much, Dave. I had such a blast. Thanks.
I got rhythm. I've got music.
Chanel Johns comes to the J at the Conrad in La Jolla, Saturday, May 16th in two shows at 5:30 and 8 p.m. Tickets are available at theconrad.org. You can learn more about Chanel and her forthcoming debut EP release due out this summer at chaneljohns.com. Coming up, we'll meet the new artistic director of La Jolla Playhouse and preview their Tony-winning season-opening play, Purpose. Jessica Stone joins us next as Inside Art continues here on San Diego's Jazz 88.3.
You won't find him round my door.
Funding for Inside Art comes from the members of Jazz 88.3, where your support brings the joy and history of jazz and all of the arts to San Diego. To become a member, visit jazz88.org/donate.